Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Wife is not a bad term. So yesterday, I got several marital tips. Most readers seem to sympathize with my wife after yesterday's post, and I felt I treated her shabbily and suggested I should apologize for my boorish behavior. I was thinking she should have apologized to me for ruining my dream, and additionally, should have thanked me for waking her up while she was having a nightmare. Actually, both of us thought it was humorous, and those who took it to be a serious matter should know better. We've been married for 51 years. She's well acquainted with my quirky sense of humor. She understands me better than most anyone aside from Jesus. One of the reasons our relationship has endured is because we can laugh. I believe our country has gone haywire. People are so easily offended that it is near impossible to say anything without offending someone. We're living in a politically correct environment. Some of the examples of where we are going wrong, according to the experts in this field, are as follows. Black person, person of color, black sheep, pariah, blackboard, chalkboard, blacklisted, banned, blind drunk, very drunk, boring, differently interesting, broken home, dysfunctional family, brother, sister, sibling, Christmas, winter festival, winter ball, clumsy, uniquely coordinated, dead, passed away, terminally unavailable, fat, overweight, no, big boned, forefathers, ancestors, forebears, homeless, residentially flexible, homosexual, same sex, husband, wife, spouse, significant other, partner, illegal alien, illegal, undocumented worker, job losses, restructuring, junkie, person with a drug dependency, man in the street, average person, man up, be brave, manhole, maintenance hole, mankind, humankind, man-made, synthetic, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, nut, person with a mental health condition, prison cell, custody suite, prostitute, sex worker, short, vertically challenged, steward, stewardess, flight attendant, tax man, tax officer, to lie, to misspeak, be economical with the truth, ugly, unconventional looking, unemployed, involuntarily leisured, wrong, differently logical. Egad, what's next? One of my twin grandchildren was just a tiny little thing, and she called her sister an idiot one day. The other one went crying to her mama and told her that her sister called her an idiot. When quizzed by her mother as to where she heard that word, she told her that she heard Papa say it. Uh-oh. I suppose some of this discussion has its place. Little pictures have big eyes is an apt description of little impressionable kids. Kids are always watching, and we influence them more than we know. This is true not just for kids, but especially for non-believers. As with most things, it can swing too far to the right and left. I refuse to call my wife my partner, but I do love her dearly. I suppose this little prayer might help. Lord, help me to separate the destructive from the good-natured laughter. Please help me to be like you to the extent possible. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.